It's my box. Hey, everyone. My name is Paul, and I'm an alcoholic. Everyone who knows me, this is my box. But my sobriety date is May 20th of 2010. I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, and I grew up right on Lake Erie. My dad worked in a factory, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. I had a great home life, meaning that everything I wanted or needed, I got. My dad would buy me whatever I wanted. My mom, she spoiled me, and my mom and dad would fight a lot. My dad would say, "You're spoiling him. He's your prince, and you're going to ruin him." He was very verbally abusive to my mom. He cheated on her a lot, even with our next door neighbor. And he would brag about it. And he would tell my mom that she knew what he was like when she met him. And it used to really bother me. Like, I hated him for it, that he would do that to my mom. And as a little kid, I threatened that I would shoot him, I would kill him. And then I guess I got really hardened by it because if I didn't respect him, then nothing he did could hurt me. So I stopped letting it bother me. And I couldn't wait to get out of the house. Not because I had it bad, I just didn't want to be around my dad anymore. So, I'll backtrack a little bit. When I was in school, high school, you hear people say they didn't fit in. Well, I really never knew where I fit in. I tried to hang out with people who smoked pot. I tried to hang out with the jocks. I really didn't have a place. And I always, I really didn't have a girlfriend until I got out of high school. I was always kind of uncomfortable being myself. And the reason I had a hard time is for as long as I can remember, even till now, I would look to a woman or a girl to validate me, to fulfill my purpose of being a man. And when I didn't get that, I strived for it or tried to get it. And so anyhow, I couldn't wait to get out of the house. And I was 17 in 11th grade in high school, and I signed up for the Marine Corps a year early. And then a week after I got my diploma, I was in boot camp. I went in the Marines. And I did that for 3 years. And that's when I started drinking. I drank a few times in high school, but I didn't feel like I was alcoholic. I just did it to fit in. But when I went in the service, I really started to drink every day. I started to, you know, really enjoy it, like it, how it made me feel. And I would do it daily. Every night I would go out with the guys and drink, and I would spend all my money. I had dreams before I went in. I was going to go in, get a degree, work for the government. None of that happened. Once I started drinking, everything went, disappeared. All I did was drink and spend my money. And I left the Marines as broke as I went in. And I came back home to Cleveland, Ohio, and I still didn't want to be there. Because I didn't want to be like my dad. I didn't want to work in a factory. And so I moved to Florida. And in my experience as an alcoholic, I would go from job to job to job. I've probably had literally 300 jobs Some I would stay at a week, some a day, some not even that much. Because, you know, I would find something wrong with it. I didn't like what this guy said. Who is he talking to? Who does he think he's talking to? Screw this, I don't need it. And I'd leave. And I'd go drink. That's what I did. I drank. And eventually, I met someone and got married. I only knew her like 2 weeks. But I was 29 and all my friends were married. And it's like, and I came to Florida because I had a warrant out for me for a DUI in Ohio. So I came to Florida with the plan, I'm getting a job, I'm getting married, I'm going to get a house and a car, just like all my friends that are successful. So I did it in that order, and I accomplished that. But then that all disappeared too, because I'm an alcoholic, and that didn't fix me. So I lost all that, and what else? What was it like? So I guess my main thing is being an alcoholic and not having AA or any type of solution. My life was just a waste. And I found this out now, but I had that thing where I would fail to recall with sufficient force what happened last week. The police were at my house. You left the bar, you didn't pay your tab. And I'm like, so? Does that mean you know, why are the police at my house? Well, apparently you can't do that. And they said, you can't go back there. We get this trespassing warrant. And that was it. I'm done. I'm not going to drink anymore. And then 2 weeks later, I'm drinking and I forgot all about that. And things like that would happen over and over again. And then I started to use another substance on top of the alcohol, and that made my life progressively worse faster. And I'm kind of going through this quickly because I can't space out the time well, and I got a big long story and I don't want to go over, but what really brought me to my knees to seek AA was I accidentally hit and killed a 14-year-old girl. And after that happened, I was trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And I went through my whole life. And I had a big book someone gave me, and I was reading it, and I came to the conclusion I'm insane because I repeated the same behavior over and over again, and the results, they were the same. I mean, they were different, but it was bad things. The results were never what I hoped they would be. So that's when I came to AA, and this is my second go-around. I actually did this 15-minute lead 2 years ago, and I was trying to think of what to say, you know. I was praying, just, you know, tell my story, not for how it makes me look, but to glorify God in my life, because I'm very grateful for my life now. I mean, I like what my old sponsor said. He said, people would say, how are you doing? He said, better than I deserve. I deserve to be dead or in prison. And I do. I deserve to be either dead or in prison. But for some reason, God, he's really helped me out besides myself. I mean, I didn't go to prison. I'm on probation. People in AA continue to help me out. even though I turn my back and walk away from them, they continue to stick their hand out. Because apparently they care about me and they don't want me to die or anything bad else to happen. So my life today is I'm trying, I use the word try, to work the program because I don't always do that. And something like this is great for me because it helps me get out of myself, and I'm usually into myself a lot. I'm thinking in my head, I can't get out. It's like I'm in a prison sometimes. So my life today, I live in a house with four or five other alcoholics. I originally stayed on the same couch I did 2 years ago. And now there's another new guy on the couch, and it's like, wow, this couch can tell stories. It's helped a lot of people. I'm grateful for being here. I'm grateful to speak. I have God to thank and AA, especially this group. It's the strongest AA I've ever seen. Everyone actually sticks together and tries to help people. Thank you for letting me speak, and that's all I have.